just received a message from Il Dicci. I just whispered that right into the mic. That was really slick. Let me read out his message on for all his fans who have tuned in to listen to him. Hey, Rob. Totally not making it to Rare FM. Sleep. Slightly ill. Work. Girl. So just stick the playlist on if you want to leave. Safe. We're not going to stick the playlist on. We're going to be here for another hour if you can stand us. If not, just tune out. I would.
No, don't tune out. Stay with us because I can't find it.
We were going to have a really celebratory song, but
we're just something that will evoke the joy of our childhood, I suppose.
Have you found it?
I have found it.
Okay, so to celebrate the 2-hour special, here we go. Phoenix rising from the ashes, we are back for hour two.
Come aboard the good ship in transit.
Like an interstellar buzz. In an interstellar buzz, we are back to save the universe, as a great band once sung.
I thought it was Burst, not Buzz.
I said Burst, didn't I?
You said Buzz.
Whatever. Okay, guys, right. This fraternal chicanery.
Chicanery?
I don't know.
Topical with the F1. Let's talk about F1. They have chicanes and stuff.
We're desperate for topics.
No, we're not desperate for topics.
We are desperate.
We're floundering people. Give us topics.
We would like, if you have a computer.
And we're not talking about the thing that Chris texted in, the very personal issue.
Well, no, it was a violation. But that's my point. We're not talking about it.
Yes. So Ryan's chosen another song while we decide what we're going to talk about. What is it, Ryan?
Yep.
What is the song you've chosen?
Today I've chosen the best song on Bloc Party's new album, Intimacy.
May I just say, Bloc Party, one of their members went to King's College London.
Boo. We don't like King's College.
Well, I don't like this putrid rivalry between equally fine institutions.
Debatable.
Well, perhaps we can talk about that after this track.
Okay, this is Mercury.
Good stuff.
My Mercury's in retrograde. My Mercury's in retrograde.
Mercury by Block Party, dedicated to their biggest fan, Mr. Chris Ambrose. I hope he's listening. I know he loves that track as much as I do.
Hi, Chris.
Okay, next up is a song that I've been meaning to play since I started on the radio, but I haven't really had time because it's quite a long track. But now that we've gone into our second hour, I feel we can do it. So it's a band I saw supporting Mogwai. They're called the F Buttons. Well, they're not actually called that. The first word is a swear word beginning with F, rhymes with luck.
But please insert flume or a floop, like funnel. The marshmallow sweet.
Or just say the word. You're not on the radio. You can swear all you want. So this is by F Buttons. They're an intriguing live band. Just two guys.
Why would they call themselves Floop Buttons? Why would they do that?
I don't know, because they're crazy.
How can a button be flooped?
Who knows? Maybe they're just flooping with them.
Maybe it's
Let me describe their live... toggle. Let me describe their live performances. They're just two guys. They're from Bristol. They stand around a table. They have a lot of buttons, which they push. And they make interesting noises using toys. One guy is basically hushed emo screaming into a toy microphone, whilst the other guy makes funky noises using a Game Boy. I don't know how he does it, but it's one of the old school Game Boys, the oldest ones, the chunky brick mofos. Yeah, they are pretty cool. I don't know what game he had in it, but it had some pretty cool noises on it. Maybe. They're enjoyable live. Well, actually, they really divided the audience. I didn't get their album until I saw them live, and then it totally clicked with me, and it's one of my favourites from this year. Let's see what you think of it. You probably won't like it, but I don't care. This is my show.
Sorry, before we begin, if you're here for the second hour, text us on 6300, or email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk. Let us know
that you're with us.
Yes. And if you've tuned in for, especially for Il Duce's show, sorry, that was below the bell. But please also let us know, and we shall, I don't know his music taste, but maybe we can play a couple of tracks in his honour. So, yes.
Okay, here we go with F-Buttons, Bright Tomorrow. We'll be right back. pretty sure you all hated that, but I like it. That was F Buttons with Bright Tomorrow. Oliver's gone to the toilet, which gives us a nice window to talk about football.
Yeah.
Something that me and Ryan are both passionate about.
Love that.
Even though Arsenal are in a bit of a slump at the moment, after sacking their captain. Well, not sacking him, but stripping him of the captaincy after he slagged off the Arsenal team. How do you feel about this, Ryan?
Bordering on crisis mode at the Emirates Stadium right now.
We can't let Ollie in until we've won another song. How do you feel we need to turn this around? What do you think we need to do?
I think trust in Arsene Wenger is key.
Really? I'm starting to lose faith in Arsene Wenger, I have to say.
No. You got to keep it with Wenger. He's a successful man, and he's going to win many a more title.
We haven't won a trophy in 3 years now.
It doesn't matter.
And he's barely strengthening the squad.
It doesn't matter. You wait till January. It's going to be £30 million signing upon £30 million signing.
Oh, really?
We're going to spend a whopping £150 million in January.
Oh, yeah. That'll really help us out with the credit crunch.
You know, buy some, quote, title-winning players.
Whose quote is that?
I wouldn't like to say.
Okay.
But, it will all be good, you know?
Yeah. I like how you're showing solidarity for our slump at the moment by wearing your Arsenal shirt today.
Yeah, we've got to stay strong, you know? We can't just pretend that we're not Arsenal fans anymore just because we're not winning. We're not back to our winning ways. I mean, feel how Bolton fans feel.
You know? Bolton won yesterday.
Well, yeah, good for them. you know, when you lose 6-7 games in a row, you got to keep it together, you know? You got to be strong.
Okay, let's hope we don't lose 6-7 games in a row, though.
It can happen, but we'll still be there, you know? Sesk.
Okay, it's time to let Ollie back in. Ryan has decided to randomise his iPod to see what song comes on next.
This is going
to
be great fun. I've got my 5-star playlist on my iPod. We're just going to press play on random, see what comes up.
All right, here we go.
Should be fun. What is it? No, what do you mean no? You can't know that.
No, Jack Johnson, no.
Okay, fine.
Okay, this'll do.
Don't you make fun of me. Don't you make fun of me. I'm gonna be good.
I'm back. Rob's now left. I'm not sure what they said in my absence. I'm not sure I want to know.
Just saying how nice you are.
I do hope that's the case, partly because it's true.
Of course.
And partly because we need more listeners. There have been no emails. I sense after this hour people have...
We're feeling lonely in the studio here.
We just don't want to be with ourselves.
And to reiterate the point earlier, I think we are slightly desperate on topics now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in Rob's absence, I'm just going to whack on something that I love. And that's a bit of pulp. You know, common people.
It's always a good choice.
Well, why not? And he's not back yet, so I think we'll just take a liberty, Ryan.
It's a good choice.
But if you are still listening, please email in. I'm sure you know the address by now.
Can you put your name at the end as well?
Thank you, Ryan. That's a very good point you've raised there. Yeah, that would be lovely if you could put your name there. We've had Mark, we've had Chris, we've had Carol, of course.
Of course.
But no others. I was hoping for a Marjorie, possibly a Sebastian. So if you do have any of those two names, or know anyone that goes by those two names, or either one,
get
them to email in.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's whack on a bit of... a pulp now.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. She said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see what? Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to flat to barber shop. I cut your hair.
Oh, special one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stays in grace. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go, you are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. Or rent a flat above the shop. Cut your
frankly, shambolic, the state of things. We've got an email from John Bell.
John Bell, our business correspondent.
Yes, he wants us to talk about the pre-budget report out on, I think, Monday.
Monday.
There's a lot of stuff in that. I believe VAT cut to, well, they say cut to 15%. I believe the lowest it can go by EU law is 15%. Do you really want to talk about this, John, or are you taking the
mood? No, John's a very serious economic...
Well, it's supposed to stimulate spending. I'm not sure it will.
Yeah, consumer spending, aggregate demand.
Yeah. Will it work? When will it take place? I guess it'll take a while to go through with it.
This is hardly
my specialist subject.
This is how things go, you know.
If it's your specialist subject, email in.
Please do. Tell us what you think.
Studio@rarefm.co.uk.
If VAT is cut to 15%, does that mean you'll go out and buy more? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's a very good point. Well, we don't know what to do with ourselves here.
That's why we're talking crappy business.
And with that in mind, I wanted to whack out a Dusty Springfield classic. However, given that it's in transit and we have to be all edgy and cool, someone suggested... Well, it was wrong.
Wait, which Dusty Springfield song?
I just don't know what to do with myself. Didn't you get that? That was the link.
That was the link. You missed it, you buffoon.
My bad. Was it Dusty Springfield who did Jolene?
You know what? I'm not sure. If you know whether Dusty Springfield did Jolene, and I think we mean the song Jolene, email in.
Yeah, please do.
So, Rob, have you got that lined up for us?
Yeah, we didn't actually say what the final decision was. We are going to play the White Stripes cover of the Dusty Springfield classic, I Just Don't Know What To Do With Myself, if you hadn't guessed that already.
Good video.
Good video.
Really?
Yeah.
Off we go then.
Off we go.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Ooh.
like a summer rose. Just don't know what to do with myself.
But what are you two doing right now?
What are we doing? We're just having a bit of a game of architect top trumps.
Architectural top trumps?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Yes.
It is working.
Of course.
Excellent. Okay, so now we've got three microphones working. We're settling in for the evening.
So what's happening in architectural top trumps?
Well, I've just played Norman Foster's Gherkin against a somewhat more esoteric
Zaha Hadid building.
Which Zaha Hadid building? The one that was nominated for that round?
No, it's the Vitra fire station in Germany.
And who won?
Norman Foster has 10 points on his phallic rating.
Like Ollie said.
So I played phallic.
Yeah, I played esoteric you appeal. Ollie wins on that one.
Thank you.
Little does he know, I have Will Alsop lined up.
Oh,
whose environmentally friendly solutions will blow him out of the water.
That's environment. That green rating.
It's getting heated in here.
It really is.
And speaking of heat. Do we have another track lined up? I thought we could have called it hot. Call it these days.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's what I'm told. I don't know.
I want to talk about the spider emails, but...
The spider emails?
I don't know what these spider emails are.
John, help us out, please.
Oh, that's John, who's supposed to be listening. And he's the only guy who's emailing in apart from Mark. Thank you very much. And for that little...
All right, don't forget Carol in Canterbury as well.
I believe she stopped listening after Thunderbirds.
Oh, quite possibly, yeah. She's got things to do.
I mean, maybe we should whack on another theme tune.
No, forget that. I've got a song lined up. Stop talking crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
You guys go back to architectural top trumps. This is Eddie's Ragga by Spoon. Bit of a funky beat.
Oh, Spoon. Lord.
Love him.
Someone that I met that I hardly knew, he said that everyone loves a defective art. He parted ways with diction, this was late last night. He see me getting your affection and it proved it was right. The way I stare, just let me walk away.
That was Eddie's Ragga by Spoon. One of my, probably my favourite cutlery bands. Yeah. Oh, my favourite kitchen utensil, the spoon.
Really, not the fork?
Close second. Knife, probably my least favourite.
Really? I mean, that's just an expression of pure violence. Lives, not knives.
Ryan, Alex Tara has emailed in saying that you're an architecture nerd.
Oh, really?
We've finished our game, have we?
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Alex.
I think who out trumped who?
I won in the end.
In fairness, you study architecture, so you really should win.
Well, to be fair, I had John Soane in my pile, and he pretty much has 10 for everything. So.
Foie,
indeed. Well, you know, he is the great John Soane.
Okay.
More of a serious note from
now,
Rob.
By the way, I believe congratulations are in order, Rob, for your recent appointment.
Congrats.
Yes, this week, the Live Music Society kindly elected me the new vice president, which
question.
Honored. And in my role as vice president, I must mention a few things that are going on this week, some events.
Can I just ask something?
Yeah.
How many members are there in the Live Music Society?
In the whole society?
No, the ones that go.
Well, there's like 80-odd signed up. At the committee is about 8, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so some events this week. It's live sound training. If you're a member of live music and you want to know how to like set up guitars and stuff for live music events,
if you want to be a techie,
come down between 1 and 7 to Easy J's on Tuesday. And the same evening is the first night of UC Live, the launch night, where we'll have
you
9...
You see what they've done there?
Yes.
UC Live.
UCL Live.
Yes.
And also UC Live Bands.
And UC Live Bands.
Oh, that.
Yes. And they're all bands from UCL. They're all bands from UCL. Maybe the next Coldplay will be there. You never know.
Unlikely.
And then on Thursday night, there's a gig we're all going to. And it's free for society members.
Are we all going to it?
You're not a live music. You're not even at this university, so shut up. Little Joe Zero is playing, The Coolness, and Joe Lockhart. More bands to be confirmed. That's in Kilburn. So
is that little Joe Zero or Lil Joe Zero?
Just Little Joe Zero. They're not that gangster.
Shame.
Okay.
Now, who is... I was watching the television set last week. Who is Lil Chris, and why does he have the career I should be having?
Well, do you remember... That program they did, it was like a kind of brat camp type thing. They had a bad class of kids, and they tried to reform them by teaching them to be in a band
with the guy from Kiss.
Yeah, it was called Rock School with what's his face from Kiss, and there happened to be a certain youngster named Chris on there who happened to be quite talented at guitar and singing. And after the show, they spotted him and they signed him up, and here he is today.
Just checking it out.
Yeah, that guy.
And he's in the studio today.
I heard he played a gig at some union recently, and he got booed off stage.
Ouch. Well, yeah. We're sorry about that, Lil Chris. Lil Chris.
Lil Chris.
Why? Little Chris.
Well,
Chris.
He's still only like 16, so he's Lil.
He's little.
Oh, same thing, you know.
Well, no, it isn't. What's next?
Well, it's like Lil Bow Wow. He's just Bow Wow now. He's not Lil Bow Wow. And like,
he's not complaining about the use of the word little.
I'm complaining about the truncation of the word.
Yeah.
Lil.
I feel the energy's leaving us. I think we need a highly energizing track. What about some Petula Clark?
No, we're going on the Beatles. Ryan's Choice and Your Bird Can Sing from the Volva.
Can I just dedicate this to Gia, please? Thank you.
This is dedicated to Gia. Here we go.
You've seen seven wonders, and your bed is.
Hardy on that comeback.
Sorry, my bad. No, it was my fault. I'll take the bullet for that, lads. I was a bit slow on the bells and whistles.
Okay, Oliver and Ryan are going to act out some internet phenomenon known as the spider payment. I have no idea what it is.
I haven't received this yet, so I don't know what this is, but I've been instructed to read it.
Yeah, it goes by the name of spider payment. Okay. The funniest thing about it is the fact that it is actually a genuine set of emails that were between two people, someone working for some kind of banking company.
Okay.
Who am I in this charade? You're the banking woman.
And what's she called?
Jane Giles, and I'm David Thorne, who's an Australian man. Okay. I won't try and do the Australian accent.
Probably best.
Okay, so you start, Ollie.
Okay. Do you want an accent?
No.
It's up to you.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Dear David, our records indicate that your account is overdue by the amount of $233.95. If you have already made this payment, please contact us within the next 7 days to confirm payment has been applied to your account and is no longer outstanding. Yours sincerely, Jane Giles.
Dear Jane, I do not have any money, so I'm sending you this drawing I did of a spider instead. I value the drawing at $233.95, so trust that this settles the matter. Regards, David. And enclosed this picture of a spider.
Dear David, thank you for contacting us. Unfortunately, we are unable to accept drawings as payment, and your account remains in arrears of $233.95. Please contact us within the next 7 days to confirm payment has been applied to your account and is no longer outstanding. Yours sincerely, Jane Giles.
Dear Jane, can I have my drawing of a spider back then, please? Regards, David.
Dear David, you emailed the drawing to me. Do you want me to email it back to you? Yours sincerely, Jane Giles.
Dear Jane, yes, please. Regards, David.
I enclose the spider.
Dear Jane, are you sure this drawing of a spider is the one I sent you? The spider only has 7 legs, and I do not feel I would have made such an elementary mistake when I drew it.
Dear David, yes, it is the same drawing. I copied and pasted it from the email you sent me on the 8th. David, your account is still overdue by the amount of $233.95. Please make this payment as soon as possible. Yours sincerely, Jane Giles.
Thank you for contacting me. I am currently away on leave, travelling through time, and will be returning last week. Regards, David. Oh, hello. I am back, and have read through your emails and accept that, despite missing a leg, that drawing of a spider may indeed be the one I sent you. I realise with this hindsight that it is possible you rejected the drawing of a spider due to this obvious limb omission, but did not point this out in an effort to avoid hurting my feelings. As such, I am sending you a revised drawing with the correct number of legs as full payment for any amount outstanding. I trust this will be the matter of conclusion.
Dear David, as I have stated, we do not accept drawings in lieu of money for accounts outstanding. We accept cheque, bank cheque, money order or cash. Please make a payment this week to avoid incurring any additional fees. Yours sincerely, Jane Giles.
I understand and will definitely make a payment this week if I remember. As you have not accepted my second drawing as payment, please return the drawing to me as soon as possible. It would be silly of me to assume I could provide you with something of completely no value whatsoever, waste your time, and then attach such a large amount to it.
Dear David, I return the spider. Well, we hope you enjoyed that. Frankly, I thought it was farcical.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
We've just wasted about 5 minutes when we could have been playing some Tom Jones, guys.
I thought it was great.
Thanks for that, John. That was really poo.
Oh, stay on.
Okay, I think we've come to the end.
Good Lord, in more ways than one, I think our spirit's been crushed this week.
Well, we'll be back next week with DeSalle instead of Ryan, so it should be better. Are you going to be back next week, Ollie?
I'm not sure, because I don't want to compromise the identity of the show. Like,
you are becoming the identity of the show.
I know.
To keep the public debate going.
But in future, if you know, we just need more listeners. Tell your friends, dear listeners. Tell them all.
And tell them about UC Live this week. Okay. Thanks for coming, Ryan and Ollie. And this is our last song. After this, we're putting on the student radio chart show.
Don't
stick around for that.
It's not good.
Well, I'm not sure we should be allowed to say that. But yes, this is a classic showcased on the Darjeeling Limited, but much loved by my sister, I think, among other people. I'm sure she's not listening. I told her to download. Although, But anyway, it's a classic. There's an excellent narrative sense to the story, but with a slightly sinister final lyric, I find.
Okay, this is Where Do You Go To, My Lovely?
Thank you all.
By Peter Sarstedt.
Ta-ta.
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can't.